From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Rescuers have found 12 teenage boys and their soccer coach who have been trapped in a cave in Thailand for more than a week. VOA correspondent Steve Miller reports.
Chiang Rai Provincial Governor Narong Sok Osana Tanakorn said the 13 were in the process of being rescued, but he cautioned that they weren't out of peril yet. Rescue divers had spent much of Monday making preparations for a final push to locate the lost soccer players aged 11 to 16 and their 25-year-old coach. They disappeared when flooding trapped them after entering the Tham Luang Nang Nan cave on June 23rd. Anmar Mirza, a leading American cave rescue expert, said many challenges remain for the rescuers. He said the primary decision is whether to try to evacuate the boys and their coach or to supply them in place. Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha thanked the international experts and rescuers who helped locate the missing for their tremendous efforts. Steve Miller, VOA News.
A 30-year-old man from Los Angeles accused of stabbing 9 refugees, including 6 children, at a birthday party in Boise, Idaho, Saturday, was charged with murder Monday after the 3-year-old birthday girl died. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The little girl, 5 other children, and 3 adults were wounded by a knife-wielding man at their Boise, Idaho apartment complex Saturday evening. She died Monday. The suspect, 30-year-old Timmy Kinner, faces first-degree murder and other charges. The victims are from Syria, Iraq, and Ethiopia. Police say Kinner, a guest at the complex, was asked to leave Friday because of his behavior. He returned the next evening and attacked the party.
This is VOA News. A mayor in the Philippines known for parading suspected drug dealers in public was shot and killed Monday. Panicked employees of the city of Tanwan, located south of Manila, ran for cover after Antonio Halili was hit in the chest by a single gunshot. The shooter has not been found. The Senate's top Democrat is trying to convince the American public to oppose an anti-abortion nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says he'll announce his high court pick next Monday, and as he considers candidates, Chuck Schumer's making an unusually direct appeal to voters. Writing in the New York Times, they should pressure senators to oppose any ideological nominee who would oppose abortion rights and be likely to help overturn Roe v. Wade. Republican Susan Collins yesterday said she would vote against a nominee whom she believed would toss out the Roe decision that legalized abortion. Meantime, officials here are setting up a war room for the selection and confirmation process. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A group of lawyers in Uganda are challenging the legality of a controversial social media tax that took effect Sunday. Correspondent Halima Athumani reports for VOA from Kampala.
A group of Ugandan lawyers asked the Constitutional Court Monday to throw out the government's new tax for accessing social media. They argue that it limits freedom of expression and assembly online. The Ugandan government hopes to collect over $400 million annually from the social media tax. However, many Ugandans are using virtual private networks, VPNs, to evade paying the new tax, despite the risk of being prosecuted for tax evasion. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
2 Australian states have introduced bans on single-use plastic bags. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Forbidding the use of plastic bags is part of a push to reduce waste in Australia. Retailers in 4 of 6 Australian states will now face fines of up to $4,600 for using them. More than 60 countries have brought in bans or levies on single-use bags, according to the United Nations. It's estimated that up to 5 trillion of the thin plastic items are used around the world. In Kenya, prohibition was used to help combat malaria because mosquitoes were using bags as breeding grounds. In Bangladesh, discarded bags have blocked drains and caused major flooding. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.